excuse you?
Okay, I think I got everything I need for school. I got the notebooks, the day runner, 75 function calculator. How about you, honey?
I got a bag full of M&Ms and a Game Boy. Okay, now, Lily, I'll tell you, the best thing about the first day of class is they give you a whole new box of crayons.
Crayons, Dad, we have computers. I get to make my own web page.
My first day of school, I made my own sock puppet.
Okay, honey, smile.
That's my bus.
So, JT, son, take your sister out to the bus.
Dad, I'm still eating.
Yeah, you're always still eating. Take it with you.
Come on, Lily.
Okay, well, I'm going to miss you so much. Bye, 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 bye,
okay,
bye,
okay, bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye,
bye, bye. Oh. Whoa.
Oh, am I going to break some hearts or what? You look so beautiful, Karen. I know. Mom, photo? Oh, right. Okay. Oh, I can't believe my baby's going off to college. It just seems like yesterday you're sitting on the floor playing with my cosmetic bag, trying on all of Mommy's makeup.
Carol, that was yesterday.
There's my ride. See you later.
Karen, 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 Karen. I love you. I love you so much. I love you. I'm gonna miss you.
Mom, let go. You're wrinkling my rayon.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Have a good day. I love you, and I'll miss you. Call me. I'll be waiting by the phone. Did you hear that?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Just a little backup on the breakfast sausage.
The silence. The kids are all gone. I mean, soon they'll be gone for good. Then what are we going to do?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to run around naked with my underwear on my head singing Free at Last.
Well, I don't feel that way at all. I mean, Lily's now in the first grade, and Mark and Al are in high school, and Dana, JT, and now Karen are in college. I mean, it's all going by so fast.
Well, come on now, honey. I mean, listen, between your kids and my kids and Lily, for the past 7 years, we've been up to our eyeballs and kids. Why don't you take advantage of the fact they're not going to be around? Find something that really interests you and just sort of throw yourself into it.
Ooh, we could have another baby.
Don't throw yourself into that, okay?
I'm looking for Karen Foster.
Oh, who isn't? She's over there.
Hi, honey.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Well, I've been thinking about this for a couple of days, and I have decided that I'm going to college, too. Isn't that wonderful?
No, you're my mother. You shouldn't be going to college with me.
Oh, look, I know this seems a little awkward at first, but before long, you'll just see me as another student. Excuse me, could you move so I could sit next to my daughter? Thank you.
Mom!
We're still having lunch, right?
Yeah.
Great. Where are we eating?
Will you stop following me?
I'm not. I'm in your next class.
You're in two of my classes?
Actually, five. Karen!
I don't know why I even bother to look at my grades. Always get the same thing. A plus.
Man, I can't believe they gave us a pop quiz like that without any warning.
Rich, pop quiz, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Honey, you know, I love that you know these things.
Hey, look at this. Top of the class, Foster. A, hey. Something.
Never change.
Hey, let's see what I got. Helky. C, yes. Being all that I can be, yes.
You're actually happy about a C?
Yes. C is good. A C is average. A C is a smile. Turn on its side. Ooh, free puppet show!
Rich, don't you think that maybe you should aim a little higher?
Why?
So that you could learn more and get better grades? You know, challenge yourself, grow.
Well, you know, I have a very simple philosophy about that. You always aim low, and you'll never be disappointed.
Wait, so that's your life plan? To just aim low and be average?
Oh, yeah, that and get a big screen TV.
Rich, listen very carefully. I have spent my life striving for excellence, pushing myself to achieve goals, working day and night to reach my highest potential.
Honey, no wonder you're so cranky all the time.
I think it would be really good for you and our relationship if you tried a little harder in school. In fact, why don't we study together for tomorrow's test?
Oh, okay. All right, I give. I can.
I knew you would see it my way. Frank.
Oh, yeah, honey.
I am excited, and I have you to thank for it.
Well. You're more than welcome if you're talking about last night. I'll dress up like Burt Reynolds any day. Hair on, hair off, hair on.
Well, that was great.
Yeah, buddy.
But that's not it.
Huh?
I enrolled in college today.
College? That wouldn't be the same college our kids are going to.
Well, now that you mention it, I guess I did see Karen there a couple of times.
Well, what class are you taking?
Psychology. English, American history, philosophy, and
Near Eastern studies. Carol, that is a full course load. And if I remember correctly, it is Karen's full course load.
I know. That way we can share books and save money. Isn't that great?
No, honey, come here. Carol, listen, I know you're feeling a little separation from the kids, but going to college with Karen is insane.
Well, you told me to do it.
I told you?
Yes, you said find something I really care about and just throw myself into it.
Yeah, but I meant like flower arranging or folk dancing or macrame, not stalking your daughter.
I am not stalking my daughter. I understand she needs her freedom. I'm willing to give her all the room she needs. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to go upstairs and pick out her outfit for tomorrow.
Major time spans in the Earth's history. Without looking.
It's okay. I know this. First one is the Precambrian era.
Ha! Very good.
Thank you. And the second one is the dinosaur era, followed shortly by the dead dinosaur era. And then after that was the disco era. That's right.
You know what, Rich? I'm getting tired of this now. I'm killing myself here trying to help you study, and you're just fooling around.
I know you're doing such a good job, too. I'm just kidding. Did anyone ever tell you that you have just the most perfect ears? I mean, look at them. They're not too big, not too small, not too waxy.
You see, this is the problem with you. You never take anything seriously.
Dana, I don't know how you could say that. I mean, I'm being very serious with you right now. I mean, look at me. This is me being serious.
That's not funny.
It's a little funny.
Rich, you're impossible. If this is the way you're going to be for the rest of your life, I don't know that we have much of a future together.
I think Dana just dumped me because I'm getting lousy grades.
That's not fair. She knew you were stupid when she started dating me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich, come here, buddy. Let me talk to you for a second. You're my bud. Come on. Come here. Look, Rich, I'm a sensitive guy. I know it's tough to get dumped, and I feel your pain. But, Rich, there's only one thing to do. Get over it, man! This could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
How do you figure?
Because now you can spend more time with me. We can do all the things we used to do. Party, hang, pig out.
Look, just because your girlfriend is away doesn't mean that I don't want to be with Dana.
Rich, just forget about her. Guys like us, we don't need women. We'll make our own fun. Check it out. 2 spoons, a jar of peanut butter, and a solid hour of Xena the Warrior Princess. What's that, man? I have a feeling tonight's the night she outgrows her breastplate.
See ya.
Ride that horse, Gina. Ride it.
Yoo-hoo, Karen.
Hi, I'm a transfer from Dr. Adler's class.
Sweetheart, why didn't you tell me you were transferring?
Gee, it must have slipped my mind.
Today we're going to examine Chapter 2 on early childhood development. The focus of our discussion will be child's attachment to security objects. Can anyone give me an example of this?
Ooh.
Yes?
Hi, my name is Carol Lambert, and I have the cutest story about my daughter here, Karen, when she was a little baby.
Oh, God.
Anyway, she had this little washcloth with this adorable little mouse on it.
Mom, I am begging you.
Oh, sweetheart, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Anyway, she had this little washcloth, and there was a little mouse on it, so we nicknamed it Mousy. But Karen, she didn't have all her teeth yet, so she called it Mouthy. Mouthy. She took Mouthy everywhere, when she slept, when she ate. She even went tinkle with little Mouthy when she went to the potty. Remember? Karen, where are you going?
Into therapy.
Well. Look who's here. Joe Average. Mr. Mediocre. Remedial Rich. You coming to watch them post your usual C?
I hope I don't get a C. Pulled an all-nighter.
Rich, I don't think it qualifies as an all-nighter to sit around with JT watching a woman slay dragons in her bra.
Dana, I wasn't with JT last night, all right? I thought about what you said, and I realized that you were right. So I took my books, headed off to the library, and I've been studying until 4 a.m.
You really did study in the library all night?
Yes, I did, and you know what? I even used a highlighter for the first time. The yellow on my hands to prove it.
You highlighted for me?
I highlighted for us.
Oh, babe.
Oh, no, don't get too excited. Okay, you can get a little excited. Listen, I was so wiped from studying all night, and I'm so upset about our fight that I don't think I did well at all.
Rich, I don't care what grade you got on the test, okay? What's important to me is that you took something seriously, and you worked so hard, and that shows me that you really care about our future.
See? Okay, everybody. Read 'em and weep. I know I did.
Okay. Rich Halkey. Rich Halkey. Halkey, Halkey. Hey. I got an A. I got it. What the hell kind of sick joke is this?
It's not a joke.
You studied and you got a good grade. That's usually how it works.
I got an A.
Yay! That's my baby.
Baby. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got. Data Foster. Data Foster. B.
B? B? This stinks.
Dana, 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 Dana. B. Yeah, I am shocked and appalled.
Don't go there.
I mean, I am a very ambitious person. I strive for excellence and, you know... You keep slacking off like this, Missy. I'm afraid we're not going to have much of a future together.
What do you think now?
I think we need to go home and pull an all-nighter.
Think you're in pain for having your mother tell your entire class about your potty training habits?
She told them about Mouthy?
Yes. So excuse me, I'm going upstairs to take my mascara off and cry my eyes out. So upset.
Honey.
Oh, not now, Frank. I'm not in the mood. Karen says I am ruining her life.
Really? Well, let's just take a look at it, shall we? I mean, she's 18. She's going to college. She's trying real hard to be an adult. And every time she turns around, her mommy's there. Aunt survey says you're ruining her life.
Oh, thanks a lot, Frank. Take her side.
Honey, I'm not taking anybody's side here. I'm trying to be objective, okay? I mean, how would you feel it if your mother went to college with you, huh?
Oh, well, that's different. I mean, my mom was a mom. I had a different kind of mom, you know, kind of a cool mom, kind of a hip mom, sort of a groovy kind of mom. I'll prove it to you, Al. How would you feel if I went to school with you?
Horrified, humiliated, and nauseous.
Well, would you like me to check with some of the other kids?
No, you're right. Karen's right. You're all right. I'm a clingy, overbearing nightmare of a mother. But I can't help it. It seems like just yesterday I was holding Karen in my arms, and then I blinked and she went off to college. And I'm afraid if I blink again, she's going to be gone forever. They're all going to be gone.
Listen, honey, I know it's hard for you, but that's what it's like to be a parent. I mean, you invest all your time and love and energy into raising your kids, and if you do your job exactly right, they grow up and leave you.
They have to? I mean, why can't we all live here forever, like the Waltons?
Even John Boy moved away eventually. So, honey, I know how you feel. But I also want you to know that I think you are the most wonderful mother in the whole world. But part of being a good mother is knowing when to let go.
Yeah. Guess I better go upstairs and apologize.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you do yourself a favor and apologize tomorrow? I think Karen's pretty well had it with you today.
I love shopping late at night. It's less crowded. Okay, let's see what we got today. Ooh, lovely. Jello, I love it. I love Jello. Pudding, yes. Lots of pudding. Lots of pudding. Cottage cheese. Hey, gotta get that. Eggs, yes, we love eggs too. We love eggs. Oh, that should do it. All right.
Well, hello, JT. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I certainly wasn't stealing any food.
I know, son. I trust you. You're a good kid. As a matter of fact, how about a hug?
No, thanks, Dad. I'm a little too old for that. I'm just not into it.
Titty?
Uh-huh.
I want a hug.
Ooh.
Just like the old days. Oh. Clean up on aisle 3.